Classrooms, from boards to bites, the podcast for math teachers seeking practical tips for incorporating technology in their classrooms while fostering digital literacy. I'm your host, Nicolette Bell, a master's in teaching student at La Trobe University. Today, we're going to explore how to create deeper learning experiences in the connected classroom. According to the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority, digital literacy is defined to be a student's ability to generate, handle, share, and explore data, information, and ideas while solving problems. So what does deeper learning look like in a connected classroom? I believe it looks like three things. One, an engaged classroom. Two, a challenged classroom. And three, a reflective classroom. Let's dive in. First, let's talk about engagement. According to Attard and Holmes, 2019, in their book, Technology-Enabled Mathematics Education, Optimizing Student Engagement, the authors say that technology has the power to redefine learning and teaching, improving engagement and participation. And here's why I believe this to be true. Technology offers instant feedback, which allows our students to quickly identify errors and correct them. It also helps the students to observe trends and patterns, which would have been harder to see without technology. These trends and patterns allow students to make connections between multiple representations of data. For example, tools like Desmos and GeoGebra let students explore graphs dynamically by adjusting parameters in real time. They can see immediate changes, which bridges the gap between theory and practice. So you may ask, how can this be applied to the real world? How can we allow students to see the application to the real world with math? And I believe that the real world data makes all the difference. For instance, students can use the Australian Bureau of Statistics website, and this website contains lots of census data which students can analyze. So imagine a student is investigating population growth trends. They're not just plotting numbers, these are actual statistics that they can view and see what the changes would be like when particular numbers change. This allows them to connect math to real-world problems. This type of engagement shows students the practical uses of math and deepens their understanding by applying math to meaningful contexts. Another point I wanted to mention in terms of instant feedback, I believe that assessments are another great tool that teachers would benefit from the instant feedback abilities of technology. This is because if teachers use software such as Agrolo or MathSpace, students can actually be doing problem questions. It could be diagnostic tests, it could also be formative assessments, and this allows teachers to see exactly where students are struggling. They can use the data to see which questions took students much longer time, and also to see the pattern in terms of concepts that students may be incorrectly using based on their responses. It allows the teachers to see the class as a whole from the teacher's software, and they can adjust, the teacher can adjust the lesson accordingly if they see students struggling with a particular concept, and if they see that maybe it's a common misunderstanding of this mathematical concept. So this can only be done again with technology, because teachers can have the results of the assessment in real time, and students can also know as well what they're getting wrong, and they can correct it instantly instead of having to wait a week or two to have a teacher correct their work and then hand it back. By that time, you know, it's a lost opportunity. So with instant feedback, it helps students to really deepen their understanding, because they will be moving forward having the right set of information and having the right knowledge of those particular concepts. Now on to our second part, which is a challenge classroom. So what does it mean to challenge students in a connected classroom? One of the most significant benefits of technology is in math education is its ability to support investigation and analysis. For instance, in financial mathematics, students can use spreadsheets to explore varying interest rates, investment amounts, or monthly payments. According to Goose, in their 2017 book, this hands-on experimentation is crucial. By changing input figures, students immediately see the impact on their outputs, and it's a powerful way to show students cause and effect, and this hones in students' problem-solving skills. So what if students struggle with interpreting data? So we're using, again, as I said, if you're using the Australian Bureau of Statistics, and you're using Excel to see how the connections are between population growth. You know, some students may actually struggle with interpreting this data or visuals. And how do we as teachers ensure that the students aren't overwhelmed? So while technology provides incredible tools, it's important for us to scaffold a learning process. Some students may struggle with visualizing data and could even misinterpret graphs or charts. So to address this, we as teachers should start by helping students to focus on key elements like trends over time, maybe outliers, maybe there's a population, a year when the population growth rate was much smaller than expected. And also for them to look at other elements such as the relationship between variables. Maybe there's a relationship between the population growth rate and a particular state in Australia. Secondly, teachers can provide guided examples before asking students to explore them independently. So again, this explicit teaching, which is I do, we do, you do. So in I do teacher, explicitly explain to students what I'm looking for, how I would approach a problem, and then the students can explore it independently. And lastly, we can, as teachers, we can gradually reduce the scaffolding when students' confidence and their skills both increase. So this ensures that all students, not just the tech-savvy students, but all students can engage deeply with the content. To sum it all up, creating deeper learning experiences in a connected classroom involves three key elements. Engagement, using tools like Desmos and GeoGebra to make learning interactive and relatable. Also using tools like Edrolo and MathSpace to get instant feedback for diagnostic and formative testing. Secondly, challenge, leveraging real-world data and tools like spreadsheets to develop students' problem-solving skills. And thirdly, reflection, encouraging students to explain their thinking using tools like Explain Everything. When we integrate technology effectively, we're not just teaching math, We're preparing students to think critically, solve problems, and communicate their ideas in a digital world. Thanks for joining me today on Connected Classrooms, From Boards to Bytes. Be sure to let us know which tools you have incorporated in your classroom in the coming weeks. And if you found these tips helpful, please subscribe and check out the show notes for links to the resources mentioned. Until next time, keep fostering deeper learning in your connected classroom.